Now, it is a Friday at 26 minutes away from 10. Our chance to catch up with one of our local vets, Dr. Bessie Bowden, is with us from the Orange Vet Hospital. Dr. Bowden, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Alex. Good to be here.
So we're talking about horses today.
We are, yeah. Just thought it would be great to go over one of our common vaccinations, which our horse owners would know as the two-in-one injection, but it's a lot more than that, and it covers two really important bacterial diseases that affect horses, which are tetanus and strangles. So I thought it would just be a good reminder for everyone to touch base about what those diseases are and why they're important to vaccinate for.
I'll come back to tetanus, but what's strangles? I've never heard of it.
Yeah, so strangles is a contagious respiratory disease that affects horses. So it's caused by a bacteria called Streptococcus equi. And similar to the flu in people, it can cause enlarged glands, mucky discharge from the nose, fever, lethargy. And it can actually be, you know, quite deadly or contagious in a lot of cases. So it's something that affects immunocompromised or animals that don't have good immunity. So typically foals or young horses or horses in areas where there's a high density. So, you know, like an event, show jumping events, or places where we're breaking in horses, where we've got lots of young, naive animals all in the same environment with not a lot of immunity. So something that is really important to vaccinate. And by vaccinating, we can reduce the severity of the symptoms as well as the frequency of the spread, so we can make it something that doesn't spread as easily and doesn't affect the horses as much, because if we do have an outbreak of strangles, we do need to take that quarantine process quite seriously to prevent it from spreading quickly.
So when you say it's contagious, I'm just kind of going from my very limited knowledge of human biology. Is it like a horse will sneeze on another horse? Is that...
Yes, and even less direct. So they can share a water trough, a hay net, you know, rubbing up over the fence, giving each other a scratch. Right. It can be quite easily spread through the environment without them having nose-to-nose contact.
Nose-to-nose contact. So that's strangles. And then there's also tetanus. Now, is it similar? Because I obviously only have a very mild understanding of tetanus for humans.
Yes.
Is it similar to that?
Yep. So same strain of bacterium. So Clostridium tetani. So same bacteria that causes tetanus in people. But a lot of people don't realise this. Horses are the most sensitive domestic animals to tetanus. So they just love getting tetanus. And the other thing they love doing is injuring themselves. So
This
combination comes with a lot of risks. So it's something that is often living in the environment. It's spread through fecal matter of other species that might not necessarily show signs of the infection. But if we have a wound or a cut, and that can even be something super subtle, like a hoof abscess that the owner doesn't even know is there, the horse can easily pick up that strain through the environment, and that can result in some pretty devastating consequences. So like you think of in people, rigid muscles, stiff legs, ears become quite pricked, tail goes up, and it doesn't take long before we can see respiratory paralysis and death in these guys as well.
Wow, so really?
This is one of the disease processes that we must be vaccinating all horses for. Mm. There's not really an at-risk group. It's they're all at risk, and we should be vaccinating every horse really routinely for tetanus, regardless of what their purpose is.
Well, I mean, and as you say, you know, horses, bless them, love to injure themselves, you
they
know,
do.
Just
they
pawing, pawing at the ground, and all of a sudden all the skin's off their front, or, the, you know, they've rubbed up too much against a tree, and then they've lost skin off their nose. So
exactly.
So it's pretty high risk for, you said there isn't really any particular breed or group. It's all horses.
All horses. Yeah. Okay, very different to dogs, cats, even cattle. Horses are especially sensitive, and we're really lucky that we have an amazing vaccination that when used appropriately can remove the risk of tetanus being an issue. It's something that we need to consider routinely, especially before surgery. So if you've got, you know, a young horse that's coming in for surgery, making sure that we start the tetanus course, because we do give more than one vaccination when they're young, making sure we start that course prior to their surgery. So geldings, those sort of things that are planned surgeries. Obviously, if we have a wound and we're coming out to stitch it up and we don't have prior tetanus coverage, we approach those a little bit differently. We actually have to give an antitoxin as well, because it will take too long for the vaccination to start working. So certainly if you've got an unvaccinated horse with a wound, that's really important to give us a call, because we do treat those a little bit differently.
Sure.
But prior to surgery, prior to foaling, so any pregnant mares, making sure that they're getting a vaccination during pregnancy so that we're protecting the foal with some antibodies before it's even born, those things are really important to do.
So is it a regular, like a regular course? So, you know, once every couple of years type thing? Or?
Yeah. So good question. So we've got a vaccination called a 2-in-1 injection, and that combines both of these diseases that we've chatted about. So strangles as well as tetanus. That's something that we typically will give foals anytime from 3 months of age.
Okay.
And we'll give them 3 injections that are all at least 2 weeks apart. Once they've had that initial course, we give them a booster 12 months later. The strangles component needs to be done yearly. So for that reason, a lot of people continue doing a 2-in-1 every year, and that makes sure that we've got good tetanus coverage as well. Tetanus itself actually only really needs to be given every 5 years for an adult that's had an appropriate course initially. But because it is combined with strangles in this lovely 2-in-1 vaccination, we do find people doing it every year, which is great as well.
So it's not like, you know, you wouldn't recommend them not doing it because you can have too much tetanus vaccine or something?
No, absolutely really good to be doing a 2-in-1 injection in your horses every 12 months. That's something that you can get over the counter and administer yourselves if you're comfortable giving an intramuscular injection to your horse. Alternatively, you can get one of us out there. We're routinely going around giving these vaccinations, or you can pair it with your annual dental. So if you're getting us out to do your horse's teeth, we usually make sure that we bring our vaccinations so we can top those up if we need to as well at the same time.
19 minutes away from 10 o'clock, Dr. Bessie Bowden is with us from Orange Vet Hospital. We're talking about tetanus and strangles in horses and the vaccines that help prevent those two diseases on ABC Central West. I'm Alex James. So do you think there's adequate uptake just from what you're seeing?
Yeah, absolutely. We're lucky that in this area we have most of our clientele are vaccinating really frequently, and it means that we see these diseases quite rarely, which is terrific, and that's how we want it to be. Because once we do see them, as we've discussed, the outcomes can be quite devastating. So it's one of those things where if we can prevent it, we certainly should be doing everything we can to do that. Yeah,
I know. Talking from my experience of having a cat and a dog, you know, I've got like a little pouch that has their vaccination certificates every year.
Yeah.
So is it the same with horses?
Yeah, absolutely. And we send out those reminders like we do for your dog and cat that they're due for their vaccinations. We do the same thing that your horse is due for its annual injections, and it should be treated just as importantly as that.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Dr. Bowden, thanks very much for coming in.
No worries, Alex. Thanks for having me.
That's Dr. Bessie Bowden there, who is from Orange Vet Hospital, having a bit of a chat with us about, well, a couple of things, as I mentioned, about tetanus and strangles, which are two different diseases in horses, and then, the vaccines that prevent those.